What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, getting into the week here. It's been another very, very busy news day. We have got a lot to cover here. Julie is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. We are still seeing the fallout from the rather surprising departure from Fox News of host Tucker Carlson. And apparently on last night's show, they put Brian Kilmeade on the air, and he came up with this kind of tepid, "We wish you well, Tucker," blah, 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 blah. But it's turning out that the decision to fire Carlson came straight from Rupert Murdoch. And they're claiming this is related to the discrimination lawsuit filed by Abby Grossberg. I'm not sure I'm buying that one. I think that's just a polite cover story excuse. Could have been Big Pharma. Could have been a condition of the settlement with Dominion. Could have been a combination of everything that was going on. But apparently, Tucker Carlson was not told that he was being taken off the air until just 10 minutes before Fox made the public announcement. So this was definitely not Tucker Carlson's idea. Now, Glenn Beck is predicting that Tucker Carlson's departure could very well kill Fox News. He was their main host. He was bringing in something like $350 million in ad revenues, and they just let him go. In fact, Babylon Bee put out an article about how Fox News just fired the only reason people watch Fox News, and I think a lot of people are, you know, definitely doing that. Certainly, subscribers are dropping their subscription for Fox Nation, and they're asking, "Will you tune out?" And, yeah, the subscriptions are being canceled at a record rate. And so this is an ugly situation. All right. Now, BlackRock owns 15.1% of the Fox Corporation, the only entity that holds more of Fox Corporation is the Murdoch family itself. And so they have a big investment in Fox. BlackRock also has a huge investment in the Dominion Voting Machine Company. And that's where it starts to look like the line of communication may have been, because it's obvious with 15% of the stock, BlackRock is a controlling influence on Fox News. Now, a lot of Tucker Carlson's older, more brilliant videos are resurfacing. They're being put all over social media. And basically, Tucker Carlson told attendees at the Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala that the biggest variable changing everyday American lives in recent years is the ruling class monopoly on information. And So Tucker Carlson is saying, you know, information control via internet censorship is a huge, huge problem for democracy. So that, of course, is why they don't like independent media and citizen journalists, because, you know, we're not going along with them. Okay. Now, getting back on over to Donald Trump's woes in Manhattan, it's beginning to look like District Attorney Alvin Bragg may have put his foot in it when he came out with this press conference immediately following the indictments, in which he basically made it very, very clear that he was prejudiced against Donald Trump. He made a series of inflammatory, prejudicial remarks against Donald Trump, and he publicly attacked Trump's character and publicly called into question his credibility and his reputation. And the fact of the matter is, this is all against the rules, okay? And prosecutors have a moral and legal imperative to protect the rights of the accused, that's Donald Trump, and to seek impartial justice. In that duty to uphold the law, prosecutors should not include statements about the character of the accused or their guilt to the public, or should they include unnecessary and immaterial items in their charging documents? Alvin Bragg is clearly in violation of that responsibility. It has the potential for disbarment. And further along that same line, Alan Dershowitz is saying that Alvin Bragg could be eligible for disbarment if he puts Michael Cohen as a witness on the stand, because Michael Cohen is a known liar, and prosecutors are not allowed to put known liars on the witness stand. So Dershowitz is saying if he uses Cohen as a witness, he could actually lose his bar license. So this is shaping up to be quite colorful here. Meanwhile, pardon me, over at the January 6th committee, they've been hit with a $67 million lawsuit from former White House staffer Cassidy Hutchinson, and has filed a lawsuit saying that the January 6th panel propagated false narratives about him and damaged his careers. And so Stephen Pisantino, his lawyer, submitted a Federal Tort Claims Act complaint for $67 million against the committee. And the lawyer accuses the committee of intentionally interfering with his client relationships, creating the false narrative, and neglecting his civil rights to go after Donald Trump. Liz Cheney and her collaborators on the January 6th committee decided to peddle a false tale about Mr. Pisantino. And I'm sorry, I have that roughly, I have that backward. No, that's the way it's supposed to. Anyway, the lawsuit basically accuses the January 6th committee of engaging in unauthorized communications with Hutchinson without Pisantino's consent or knowledge. Pisantino is the lawyer, thereby violating the sanctity of the attorney-client relationship. In other words, January 6th committee, okay, we're talking to this Cassidy without his lawyer present, and that is another tacky no-no. So we have a government that clearly is not interested in actually caring about the law or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. You know, the law, that's for you little people, I guess, is the way they're thinking out there. All right. Mike Adams has a new mini documentary out talking about this restrict act that's being pushed to criminalize free speech in America. This the government could use the restrict act to seize the websites of alt media, imprison anyone who disagrees with the regime, who knows what all else, even burn down Christian churches Waco style if they refuse to bow down to the LGBT agenda. This restrict act is pure tyranny and pure evil, and make a lot of noise with your representatives that you do not want this to go forward. At some point, it will be subject to a Supreme Court challenge, and hopefully the Supreme Court will still be trying to hold laws to the Constitution. But I would remind you all of an earlier Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, which said that laws that are repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. The Supreme Court didn't want to pass judgment on every single law. They simply said, if it's obvious that it conflicts with the Constitution, it's automatically voided. So keep that in mind. Now, yesterday we talked about this rumor that Hunter Biden was hiding out in the White House trying to dodge the former exotic dancer that he made pregnant, who was trying to get papers at him. And apparently today, down in Arkansas, Independence County Circuit Judge Holly Mayer has ordered Hunter Biden to attend the court hearing on the 1st of May because his absence is interfering with the process of litigation. And apparently lawyers for London Roberts say that Hunter has not provided a single item or word of discovery in their ongoing lawsuit, and says, you know, he should go to jail for that. Now, the judge said, from now on, I want both of your clients at every hearing I conduct. I will no longer allow us to excuse clients because it's interfering with the progress of litigation, which is taking way too long to get over simple points. So, anyway. Now, let's see. Democrat Representative Dan Goldman of New York has been a member of Congress for a little over 3 months, and already he has made 500 stock trades since taking office last January. Yeah, that is how you become a multimillionaire on a congressman's salary here. All right, getting into the area of election fraud, there's a video shot in a Maricopa County voting center. A woman is seen using the e-poll system. She swipes her Arizona-issued driver's license once, and the computer comes back and says the license number belongs to multiple voters. Okay? The woman swipes the card again, responding to a voting official's instructions. You know, try it again, see if we can get it to work. Once again, multiple voter records found. The official then takes her card and swipes it, and a voter record for a man who died in Utah in 2020 appears. And the official notes that the same multiple records message appears even when the voter used her social security number. So these things are clearly not working. There are major problems out there. So basically, some Election Day voters were disenfranchised. Their voter registrations were canceled, or like the other woman, the machine simply would not allow her to vote. They were given provisional ballots, which, as it turns out, were never counted. And this led to massive voter disenfranchisement at the polls. And apparently these problems were all taking place in the Republican precincts. So, yes, it was by design here. Meanwhile, up in Michigan, there's a local official, Kathy Funk, was accused of breaking a seal on a ballot box in her own election to ensure that votes couldn't be recounted. And she was sentenced yesterday to 6 months of house arrest. She has to wear an electronic monitor and also write a public apology for her actions in 2020 as the Flint Township clerk. And back in January, Funk pleaded no contest to misconduct in office. No contest, of course, is not an admission of guilt, but is used as such at sentencing. Now, Funk had won the Democratic nomination by just 79 votes out of 5,300. A recount was not conducted, and she subsequently won the general election that fall. Investigators say she sabotaged the ballot box after the primary election, an act that would make those ballots ineligible for a recount. This system definitely needs improvement. All right, let's talk about COVID here. And Canada's Justin Trudeau sat down with a German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier earlier today at the University of Ottawa. And during the question and answer period, somebody asked about the vaccine mandate. And Justin Trudeau came out honestly. This is what he said, that he never forced anyone to get the COVID vaccine. Now, of course, we all know that is not accurate. Everybody was being forced to take the shot. If you didn't have the shot, you were barred from commerce. It led to those convoy protests all over Canada. Yeah, really. Okay, now it turns out that over in the United Kingdom, the drugs regulator, the MHRA, basically makes its own rules and does its own homework. And apparently there's no oversight to make sure this group is competent. And apparently they have a track record of failing to keep the public safe. This is coming from former senior civil servant Nick Hunt. So a lot of these things out there to make it look like we're being taken care of, but we're not really. Now, there's been a development over at MIT. It's my father's alumni here. And they have unveiled a mobile vaccine printer, okay? and it could be used for rapid response vaccination programs in remote areas lacking medical staff, equipment, and critical infrastructure such as refrigeration. Now, the vaccine is delivered by thumbnail-sized patches that contain hundreds of microneedles printed with ink that contains the vaccine molecules encapsulated in fatty nanoparticles, allowing them to be stored at room temperature. So apparently you slap the patch on, you leave it for a while, and you're now vaccinated. Of course, we don't know what's in the vaccine itself, but that's another issue entirely. All right, let's talk about the international news. And I've mentioned this before, but Politico is reporting that Joe Biden is quietly preparing for the possibility that Ukraine's much-heralded spring offensive is not going to deliver the total victory that everybody wants. In fact, it's probably not going to really amount to much. And so Biden is kind of wondering after Afghanistan, and now he's dropping, you know, Ukraine is turning against us. And, oh, gee, look, over in Sudan, this is a new war. Let's go pay attention to that. Okay. So, you know, if Ukraine does go down, if Kiev cannot win, there are going to be a lot of people very unhappy at all the money spent on all of these wars that could have and should have been spent here at home. And just the fact that the reputation of the United States is clearly in decline. All righty. Now, over in Russia, the parliament took just 23 minutes to vote on a controversial bill tightening military draft rules that many believe will pave the way for a second wave of mobilization. And apparently Putin has now signed that bill. So, yeah, they're going on with that. Okay, now one of the arenas of warfare is the night. And this goes back to Vietnam days when the United States started developing starlight scopes, night vision equipment. And actually, it goes back even earlier than that. There were infrared viewing systems, but they had huge illuminators, big round illuminators. And if somebody else had an infrared scope on the other side, you were giving away your position when you turned the illuminator on. But in Vietnam, they had the three-stage starlight scopes that could work without needing external illumination. And so nighttime has become a major area of battle. Now, the Ukrainian troops are currently equipped with the very best of the best of night vision equipment provided by you, the very generous United States taxpayer. The Russians aren't quite up to the state of the art in this kind of weaponry, but they've come up with a very clever little device to make themselves invisible to the thermographs. Okay, and that is these little Mylar space blankets. You've probably seen them selling at the sports stadium. You know, they're a couple of bucks each. And basically what they do is they put the blanket over themselves and they're immediately invisible to these high-tech thermographic sensors that the Ukrainians are using. So, war is definitely a time for innovation here. Okay, now then, we're getting more information on the biolabs in Ukraine. These were U.S.-run labs. They were financed at the expense of the U.S. Department of Defense. The laboratories are located in Odessa, Vinnytsia, Uzhgorod, Lviv, Kiev. Actually, there's three in those last two. Kherson, Ternopil, and near Crimea and Luhansk. Two other possible locations are in Kharkiv and Mykolaiv. And that's why I am concerned that World War III, the U.S. is not going to fight it as a nuclear war, but a biological one. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. And as I mentioned before, things are heating up in Sudan. And there had been an attempt at a ceasefire. It did not hold. And apparently there are these two large factions that are at war with each other. I guess you could call it a civil war. And a lot of countries are telling their people to get out. A lot of them are sending in airlifts and boat lifts to get their citizens out of Sudan. The United States has evacuated its embassy personnel from Sudan. But they don't even really know how many Americans are left in Sudan. It's somewhere around 16,000 here. And according to this article from Zero Hedge, the White House says there is no large-scale military evacuation of the remaining U.S. citizens in Sudan. In other words, you're on your own, guys. You really, really are. Okay, over in China, the People's Liberation Army's Navy's aircraft carrier, Shandong, has returned from a West Pacific exercise, breaks an aircraft sortie record. Apparently, they were out there and just running that flight deck continuously and displayed a tremendous throughput of aircraft landing and taking off. So it's looking really good. Now, we've been hearing a lot of states talk about secession. certainly is being talked about, California, Alaska, Hawaii, and in Texas. And Russian Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev told participants in the Knowledge Educational Marathon earlier today, said that he would be rooting for Texas should it decide to opt for independence. And I know there's a lot of people down there in Texas who are a little fed up with Sodom on the Potomac. Okay. So anyway, let's see. That was broken. All righty. Now, there's another one of these stories. This is in Washington Post, talking about how military recruitment lapses lead to challenges to national security. And basically, we're seeing more and more of these stories about recruitment being down and how somehow we've got to rebuild our forces. We've been hearing these articles about how the requirements to enlist keep going down, and they're taking in people who are obese, who've got, tattoos, who, got prior minor criminal records. And I think all these ads are really, or all these stories rather, are to get us used to the idea of a draft, which the U.S. is going to have to do, especially if we go to war against China. And they're kind of telegraphing what's going on. Also, we're getting reports from officers in the military that when it comes time for their discharge, the end of the contract, they're being delayed. In Iraq, they called it stop loss, meaning, yes, we know that your contract is up, but we need you to stick around a little bit longer. So that's starting to happen, too. All righty, let's talk about the economy, because that's not looking real good. The stock market took a bit of a clubbing. This article out of Zero Hedge, 5 economic disasters we were warned about in advance that are happening now. And I'm just going to give you the 5. We were warned that a great commercial real estate crisis would be coming. Okay, now it's here. In fact, we just witnessed another massive default in that area. We were warned that there would be widespread layoffs as economic conditions in the U.S. deteriorated. That is now happening all around us. Yesterday, accounting firm Ernst & Young announced they will be laying off thousands of their highly paid workers. So the crash, times are bad here. We were warned that the largest corporate debt bubble in the history of the world would eventually burst. And now corporations are beginning to default on their debts at a rate that should alarm all of us. Okay. We were warned that we would witness a dramatic surge in bankruptcies in 2023. That is exactly happening. And finally, we were warned that the rest of the world would eventually start rejecting the U.S. dollar, and de-dollarization is happening at a stunning pace. Now, stories that kind of fit into that framework here. First Republic Bank may be the next one to go after Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Apparently, customer deposits tumbled 40%, okay, worse than Wall Street expected. And so they may be in trouble. They would have been insolvent, but some other major banks came on in and made some deposits, unsecured, uninsured deposits, to give it the cash to keep going here. Now, there's another article. This is from MSN.com. And apparently they're becoming alarmed at the credit default swaps. Now, these are these insurance policies on your investments, and they are a derivative, and sometimes they can work for you and sometimes they can work against you. But the default swap is essentially insurance against the borrower's debt. Oh, sorry. Come back to this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the 7 seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just
what. And welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economy, and the story that I was talking about when we went to commercial is how credit default swaps are trading at a very high basis point level, about 106. Now, credit default swaps are insurance against the debt, but the more uncertain traders feel about the economy, and especially with a potential of a government default, those basis points go up. And now these credit default swaps are just as expensive as they were back in 2008. And credit default swaps are one of the reasons that Lehman Brothers just vanished there. Now, China, they're giving U.S. car companies a run for their money, especially because China is also getting into the idea of electric vehicles. And, you know, a couple of decades ago, Chinese cars were not very, very, very good, and they bought a lot of American cars, but they have basically caught up. In fact, there was an episode of the original Top Gear that they did in Hong Kong. Or rather, actually, yeah, it was around Hong Kong, showing the latest in Chinese cars, and they looked great. and also showing this amazing highway system that's certainly in better condition than what we have here in this country. So Ford and General Motors are possibly going to have to make some hard decisions. Basically, GM car sales have fallen by 20% from 2021. And Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, said that the market has totally changed. We're going to have to rethink what the Ford brand means in a place like China, especially as EVs take center stage. And noting that he's learned the luxury brands that sell only electric vehicles do best in Chinese markets. Okay. let's see. There was another story. Okay. I'll have to find it. It's down in the science section. But the gist of the story is somebody ran a test between a gasoline-powered vehicle and an electric vehicle, taking into all of the energy costs to get the electricity to the car, charge it, a loss of efficiency going through the battery, as compared to a gasoline car, including cost of transport, the gasoline to the pump and everything. And actually, the gasoline car came out ahead economically. So we'll get to that one here in a little bit. Another article, this is from Politico, saying nobody knows when it's going to happen. Wall Street wakes up to a default threat. And they're talking about the U.S. government might default on its debt. Wall Street is paying attention to it. That's probably the reason the basis points on the credit default swaps are elevating. We know that there is a move to raise the debt ceiling to avoid a default. And we all know that in the end, they're going to go ahead and do it. Okay. So right now, the nation is on the hook for $31.4 trillion debt. Let's see, I think your share of that is about $250,000, I think. I could be wrong. No, it's probably more than that. Anyway, another headline, this is from confoundedinterest.net, warning that the Philadelphia Federal Reserve crashed to minus 22.8 for the month of April. And that is not a good sign. Another article, actually it's a YouTube video. The U.S. economy is slipping into darkness. Okay. Okay. Story out of Zero Hedge. It's a defund the global police moment. Jen Psaki says that de-dollarization is happening at a stunning pace. Some of the recent headlines we're seeing is no reason for Malaysia to rely on the U.S. dollar. PM warns as yuan influence grows. Another one from Zero Hedge, de-dollarization just got real. Here are seven signs that global de-dollarization has just shifted into overdrive. And another one, de-dollarization has begun. France is now trading in the yuan. So they are no longer going through the U.S. dollar. And this is going to bring about a major crash in this country because we don't really manufacture much of anything, you know. And even our weapons are now being seen as overpriced junk. You know, people don't want our cars. And so the only thing that's kept up the value of the dollar internationally is the demand for it to be used in international trade. And if the other countries just say, yeah, we're not going to go there anymore, that's going to be it for the dollar. It's going to have a major, major fall. Okay, now let's see. here's a complaint, and I've heard it from a lot of places besides the oil companies. Biden's burdensome regulations are shutting down American refineries. And they go back and they talk about how on Biden's first day in office, he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, eliminated 11,000 good-paying American jobs, and that sent a signal that the Biden administration would make it harder for American energy producers, refiners, and workers to unleash domestic production. Okay, And this seemed to be at cross purposes with the destruction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which was intended to force Europe to be dependent on the U.S. for oil and gas. So somebody didn't think this one all the way through. So we are a badly managed nation. There's no question about it. Story out of, again, Zero Hedge. Gold may be on the cusp of another major bull market. And that will, of course, be triggered by the devaluation of the dollar. And let's see. last week, the Treasury Department revealed that the federal deficit hit $1.1 trillion in the first half of the fiscal year. Okay? This is $432 billion more than the same period a year earlier. Okay? This is absolutely unsustainable. Most of this expansion came in the month of March as spending rose 36% year over year. And there's no responsibility in Washington, D.C. They love the idea of instant money poured onto them. And you and your descendants are stuck with the bill. All righty, let's see. Central bank gold buying at the highest level since the 1950s, and 30% of the world economies are now sanctioned by the G7. They are really throwing their weight around, and I imagine at some point there'll be a backlash. Now, over in, it's right here in the U.S., they're talking about the new Fed coin, and Robert Kiyosaki, who's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is saying this will be an absolute dictatorship surveillance state because with every Fed coin, we lose our privacy. They will track us. They'll track every move because they'll know everything we're spending money on, what we spend it on, who we give it to, and all these. It'll be just like 1984, Big Brother. Only Big Brother is watching you from your wallet, not the view screen on the wall. And even worse than that, the government could decide to turn your Fed coin off, like they're doing now in China with their social credit score. All right. Now then, Bed Bath & Beyond has now filed for Chapter 11 reorganization. Apparently, there was a rocky road of questionable and possibly illegal moves by CEO Sue Gove and other members of the company's board. And so they've filed for Chapter 11, which allows the company to continue operating while it tries to fix its financial problems. And it was inevitable that somebody would make the link between Bed Bath and Beyond and Fox News. This is over at the Gateway Pundit. Is Fox News the next Bed Bath and Beyond? Because they both made the same mistake. They went woke. Bed Bath and Beyond, basically got rid of Mike Lindell and the MyPillow products, and they started losing customers. That's the last day I went into a Bed Bath and Beyond. Now Fox News has, as Babylon Bee put it, wiped out, or rather fired, the one reason people had to watch Fox News. Alrighty. We are hearing about the bird flu again, the H5N1, and the necessity to cull millions and millions of poultry. This is obviously going to affect food prices. And I don't know, is this a legit flu or did somebody drop another test tube? But it's being described as the worst bird flu outbreak in American history. And according to University of Maryland professor Jennifer Mullinax, it's these numbers we've never seen before. And this comes less than a decade after the H5N8 strain killed 50 million birds in 2015. So, yeah. All righty. Now, getting on back to the G7 sanctioning people all over the world, according to a Japanese government source, the G7 members are considering an almost complete ban on exports to Russia. However, such a move only demonstrates the desperate position that the G7 finds itself in, because its already existing sanctions regime has not only failed to deter Moscow from its military operation in Ukraine, but has boomeranged and hit the economies of the group much more severely than it hit Russia. We've seen this before as well. And so they're hoisting on their own economic petard. Down in Zimbabwe, do you remember that when they went through that huge hyperinflation and they had all these currencies with lots of zeros on them? Well, apparently they're redoing their economy, and the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe is set to introduce a gold-backed digital currency that will serve as legal tender in the country. And this is basically being done to stabilize the local currency from continued depreciation against the U.S. dollar. According to a report from local media, the Sunday Mail, the move will allow small amounts of Zimbabwean dollars to be exchanged for the digital gold token, enabling more Zimbabweans to hedge against currency volatility. That would be a really good thing. Okay. All right, let's get on back to Bud Light. And apparently, they have let a second executive, they're not fired. They ought to be, but they've been put on leave. That's Alyssa Hunterscheid. That she was the original one who came up with the idea of partnering with Dylan Mulvaney, putting his, her, it's, they, them, X, Z, whatever, face on the can and putting it out there. And so she's now on leave. And now her boss, Daniel Blake, has been put on a leave, and he is going to be replaced by Todd Allen, who was most recently Global Marketing Vice President for Budweiser. And they're still paying the price for that. I saw an article, in fact, I just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. Bud Light sales are still down, but the sales of other companies' light beers are spiking. So people are changing brands, and it's going to be very, very hard to get them to change back. Now, we have been talking a lot about conditions in these democratically controlled cities. And, a big problem for the Chicago Police Department are these downtown teen takeovers that are actually being advertised on social media. And somebody says, well, let's go down to here and, we'll flash loot this store. And, they're trying to figure out a way to stop it. One idea they have on the table is an Amber Alert-like system to let parents know these happenings are gathering so that they can maintain control of their children. And I hope it's going to work out. I mean, there's also a problem with somebody getting that alert on their phone and deciding to join the mob. What can I tell you? Okay, story out of the New York Post. Shop owners across the United States take action as homeless camps threaten their business and safety. The homeless camps are popping up all over the place. We were talking last week about they're even in Beverly Hills. I mean, you think about Beverly Hills, the last thing you think about is homeless people. You know, and we're being encouraged to kind of like say, well, this is not really a problem. But, just imagine if you were homeless, And then all this money is going to Ukraine, and all this money is going to war, and all this money is going for all this nonsense. And we can't do something to create jobs for our homeless population. Now, some of those homeless people, they're really into drugs. I have to communicate with my wife here for a second. Okay. There we are. All right, a small little crisis happening in another part of the home. The problem is that these homeless encampments are now showing up in the high-end shopping areas, where like luxury goods are being sold. And the homeless camps are scaring away potential customers. It is a big, big problem. Okay. Getting on to immigration and the border. Thousands of illegal aliens have staged a protest march across Mexico. They've started in southern Mexico. They are marching toward the northern border, and something tells me they don't plan on stopping there. According to Politico, the march is in protest against the use of illegal alien detention centers, one of which caught fire last month, leading to the deaths of 40 people. And so now they're coming up and saying, we have got to be... Okay. All right, we're good. So we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Working two jobs, Ian's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and welcome. welcome back to our show here. And let's see, we're talking about immigration. And they're really pushing this as hard as they can. Bush, Clinton, and Obama have created a new non-governmental organization, and it's called Miles for Migrants, and it's teaming up with American Express Global Business Travel and Welcome US in order to fly migrants to communities throughout the United States. This is being reported by Breitbart. Now, Welcome US was originally intended to facilitate the resettlement of some of the 85,000 Afghans who fled to the US in 2021 and 2022. The organization has ties to George Soros Open Society Foundation through several board members who sit on their National Welcome Council. Now, over in the United Kingdom, they're going to introduce age checks on the child migrants. One came on through claiming to be a teenager, turned out to be a bearded 42-year-old ISIS fighter. So they're going to be a little bit more careful about that. And as I said before, the crime is out of control in these Democrat cities that have been soft on crime. And, you know, there was a story the other day about two individuals who stole a vehicle, went for a joyride, crashed into somebody else, killed a six-month-old baby, and they just got hit with misdemeanor charges. I mean, it's that bad. So the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has ordered state police and the California National Guard to partner with local law enforcement agencies to tackle San Francisco's drug problem and try and disrupt the fentanyl trafficking. Yeah, that fentanyl is bad stuff. Actually, all the drugs are bad, but that one is really, really bad here. The move comes after city officials requested state and federal assistance to tackle the issues of open-air drug dealing. I mean, it was that obvious. I used to see that when I lived in North Hollywood. You know, if you were in certain parts of North Hollywood, yeah, you'd see the dealing just going on right in front of you here. Got a lot of meth dealing going on around this part of the country. Anyway, we're almost at the top of the hour. Coldest weather ever in Wyoming, wildlife freezing to death. Actually, yesterday morning when I got up, it was 28 degrees. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. And apparently they had a sudden, unexpected heavy snowfall in Beijing, Shaanxi, and Shaanxi. And it's really out there. Now, just 3% of Australians are aware that the Great Barrier Reef is at a record high. Now, remember, one of the points that was being pushed by the global warming people was the barrier reef is being destroyed because of global warming. And actually, it's just had 2 years of record growth. And, of course, that uncomfortable truth is being hidden from people. All right, there's the music. I got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.